John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
In just a few days' time, there's a big military parade happening in D.C. that a lot of people are not talking about. And it coincides with Donald Trump's 79th birthday. Now, obviously, as we move toward authoritarianism, Donald Trump, I at least call him bare minimum, dictator-esque is the phrase that I tend to use. Is this military parade really about the military, or is it about Donald Trump stroking his dictator ego? I'd say the latter half, especially considering we're seeing him spend so much money to do this. People are capturing videos of tanks rolling through DC, setting this up, essentially, all while he's trying to pass a, quote, big, beautiful bill that takes people off their health insurance, cuts SNAP benefits, cuts food benefits, a lot of those affecting veterans, which if you are a veteran and you're watching this, I appreciate your service a lot. So I want to show you some of these videos that people have been capturing in D.C. You see this one. My daughter in D.C. shot this while out on a bike ride. These tanks headed to the Capitol for Captain Bone Spurs. I like that. June 14th, North Korean-style birthday parade. I want to show you this video and a couple others. Before I do, though, moving back a second, it's interesting that this administration talks so much about saving money, but this is projected to cost between $25 million and $45 million, according to a U.S. Army public affairs spokeswoman. And it's being called the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary festival, but it also happens to coincide with Donald Trump's 79th birthday. That's coincidental. Or Donald Trump wants to make it all about himself. Before I continue here, by the way, once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. I say this every single time. The link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. You guys have been showing so much love. My channel is growing a lot, and I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. On this channel, we're trying to build something big, uplift Gen Z voices, and if you want to be a part of this growing community, all you have to do is click subscribe down below. It goes such a long way. We appreciate all the love. All right, let's read a little bit about this. The festivity will feature a parade along a portion of the National Mall, beginning at 23rd Street and ending at 15th Street, covering approximately 0.89 miles, so just under a mile. This means the average cost per tenth of a mile of the parade route ranges from $2.7 to $5 million, according to the Hearst Television data team analysis. The chart below shows the official parade route according to the Army, starting here, ending here, kind of south of the White House. Now again, this is an administration that has talked a lot about saving money, just making up figures. Donald Trump always says like, oh, I'm going to crush the deficit, which is just like such a lie. It's absurd. But also, they've talked quite a bit about saving money in relation to DOGE. You know, this whole, we're going to get rid of government fraud, waste, and abuse. The waste portion, I mean, this was a big deal. Why are we spending money on all this stuff? Why are we spending on money on all this stuff? They talked about it nonstop. Now, obviously, Elon Musk and Donald Trump fell out, and this has been nothing but a giant failure. Also, considering that even if they saved all the money they claimed to, which they didn't even come close, it doesn't make a dent in the $3.8 trillion that Republicans want to add to the deficit with their new bill. That's why, you know, it's all just games. It's all just BS. They, you know, say all these things about DOGE. They put it in front of your face. Look at what Elon Musk is doing. Look at all these things. And in the background, they're passing bills to explode the deficit. The difference between $3.8 trillion and $100 billion, it's not even conceivable, right? And so this from CNN, there's no accounting trick to correct that imbalance, referring to the deficit. The budget is trillions out of whack, and the shock and awe campaign Musk and Trump imposed across the federal workforce has led to some serious PTSD for federal workers and contractors while claiming only to have saved $175 billion. That's not chump change, but it's not going to radically reform the U.S. government. What's listed on the still rudimentary DOGE website is also not an accurate reflection of what the group might actually have accomplished. Well, it's certainly not accurate. We see from the data, the New York Times has done some really great stuff around this, that like they haven't even saved close to $175 billion, not even close. And any money that they have saved, they've been destroying really important parts of our government. You know, we've talked a lot about USAID and things like that. And so again, just insane to see this administration talk so consistently about saving money and then doing this. Let's take a look at a few of these videos. I want to play this for you. Again, this is in Washington, D.C. Look at this. Wow. I mean, that is quite the scene. Truly. Like if somebody showed me this with no text, I would not think that's the United States. I truly wouldn't. I don't know. Actually, I'm going to scroll down while I talk. The parade is expected to feature 150 military vehicles, 6,600 soldiers, and 50 aircraft. I was going to say, I don't know the last time that we've done a military parade like this, although I think it's in this article right down here. During his first term, President Trump proposed holding a large-scale military parade in Washington, D.C. to celebrate Veterans Day. The envisioned event was planned to showcase troops, fighter jets, armored vehicles, and other military hardware. However, the parade was ultimately canceled in 2018 after costs soared as high as $92 million. The last military parade in Washington, D.C. took place in 1991, following the victory of Operation Desert Storm in the Gulf War. So it's been quite a while. I was born in 2002. So I have never seen anything remotely close to this. I want to show you one more from kind of like a more bird's eye view. Look at that. I mean, that is just insane. Again, if somebody showed me that, I would be like, that's Russia. That's North Korea. I don't know. I've never seen something like this. It's scary, I think, is like the first kind of freaky, scary, like moving toward, again, this like dictator-esque, authoritarian-esque. Donald Trump has radically expanded executive authority while he questions the power of the judiciary. We're truly in constitutional crisis. And to see stuff like this, you know, on his birthday, it's just, whew, geez. All right, let's play one more video that I really want to show you. It's going very viral on the internet. This person says it so perfectly. Trump hosting military parade while cutting veterans' jobs and benefits. I want you to take a listen to this. Really, really powerful.
So what I want to know is, why is Donald Trump spending $45 million on a military parade to celebrate himself while simultaneously cutting thousands of veterans from their government jobs and also looking to cut their benefits as well? I was in D.C. yesterday at the Unite for Veterans rally, and I met countless veterans, going back to Vietnam War veterans, disabled veterans, trans veterans, LGBTQ plus veterans, all worried about their benefits being cut. But this guy is spending $45 million to run a bunch of tanks down Pennsylvania Avenue to celebrate himself. If we are so poor that we have to do all of these cuts, why isn't the parade being cut before veterans' benefits? That's what I want to know. These people have laid their lives down for us. Many of them know people who have made the ultimate sacrifice, and many of them came back with physical and mental health injuries that are going to require, you know, support for their lifetime. And we should support them. But instead, we're going to try and cut their benefits so that billionaires can get a tax cut and Donald Trump can watch a bunch of parades roll down the street like something out of North Korea or something. Like, make this make sense, people. I want to hear Trumpers try to defend this and why we're spending money when you guys claim to care about veterans, but we're doing it on a parade and we're cutting veteran jobs and we're cutting veteran benefits.
So beautifully said. No notes. I couldn't have said it better myself. And again, it's fascinating that this administration that talks so relentlessly has people in this misinformation campaign about, oh, the U.S. government wastes so much money. When they're exploding the deficit, they're cutting things that most Americans need and use. They're going to take millions of people off of health insurance if they pass this big, beautiful bill through the Senate as it stands right now. Cut food stamps, cut SNAP benefits, while giving a tax cuts to the richest Americans. And people aren't talking about it because you get stuck in this misinformation cycle and people are like, you know, just take the talking points. Every single time this administration speaks, especially Donald Trump, but everybody around him at this point, every time he takes a breath, he lies. It's just a lie. It's lie, 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 lie. People listen and regurgitate it, and we end up in these cycles. That's why it's really important to talk about these things. I appreciate this individual to my right who explained it so perfectly. And once again, if you did serve in our military or you are currently serving, I appreciate you so much from the bottom of my heart. Truly. All right, that's going to be it for me. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed this video, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. It means so much if you check it out. Maybe hit like on my most recent video. It goes a long way. I appreciate you so much. Hope you have a great start to your week, and I will see you in the next video.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.